We're going to continue the money talk with Stephen Boucher. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can catch every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. Let's check in with the birthday boy, shall we?
Oh, you're going to make me blush.
I don't actually care if you had a good day, but I hope your wife did because she shares a birthday with you.
She sure does. We've shared a same birthday for quite some time. That's actually how we met. We used to work in a very popular restaurant, Casey's East, just a few years ago. So we've been celebrating our birthdays for decades. And yesterday was our birthday. Thank you, Doug.
Happy birthday to you and her. I hope it was a great day. Now, I don't know if it was a great day for those GE workers yesterday that were picketing in Schenectady. They want all sorts of things. They have all sorts of demands. I'm not sure anyone's told them that the company's hemorrhaging, though.
Yeah, GE's been going through a rough patch for years now, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. As we know, GE's breaking up into several companies, I think, next year. And the unions are probably rallying the workers because now when there's just one big company, they're hoping that they can get some benefits, more benefits and higher pay and everything that they're looking for. Whereas next year, they're going to have to, you know, have literally three or four different efforts to accomplish the same thing. I'm just, you know, listen, these people have jobs, good paying jobs, and I'm just not sure if now's the time to be rallying, right, or striking or whatever you want to call it when GE, as you said, is just really dying a slow death, and they've been dying a slow death for a long, long time.
Well, a different company that decided it was the time is Adidas. They finally cut ties with Kanye West. You know, the interest I have in this is not Kanye. I'm tired of that conversation. But businesses and celebrity endorsements are always a tricky fine line thing. Adidas didn't want to do this, but Kanye left them no choice.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no room. I don't think there's any room anywhere for racism in any form, any shape, any way whatsoever. And Kanye really got himself in some deep water, and he thought he was above it all. He thought he could, you know, say some things that he should never say ever. And these companies, not only Adidas, there's seven companies that were partnered up with Kanye West that had literally dropped them like a hot potato. I mean, Kanye West may be, you know, in one of the food lines looking for his next meal because he doesn't really have anywhere to make money right now other than maybe doing concerts.
Quickly, just 30 seconds left, but GM came in real strong in quarter three this week. How and why?
Yeah, well, you know, they're selling vehicles, and that's the key. They have some headwinds. They admit to having some headwinds, but they didn't lower their guidance. This is something that so many other companies have been doing for the fourth quarter. GM feels that they're going to make the same amount of money, even with the challenges ahead of them, and I think that's good news for GM. Listen, GM is down. I mean, year-to-date, GM is down, you know, over 30%. And this isn't a company that you want to be investing in, I don't think. They have a lot of high hopes for their EV vehicles along with every other car company. But GM seems to have weathered the last quarter and squeaked out. They beat on earnings. They beat on revenue. They really did a good job. So GM really had a good report.
Steve, appreciate the time. We'll be listening over the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Stay well. Be healthy.
That's the birthday boy, Stephen Boucher. Let's Talk Money is every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. We head back to the debate. Our political analyst, Rob Astorino, going to join us, give us his thoughts, and then we're going to get your thoughts next hour as well. First, though, here's Mike Patrick in the WGY Newsroom at 7.